joyous and blessed Merry Christmas to y'all. Glad you're all here to make your Christmas worship an important part of your Christmas celebration. Text for my message, John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. You may be seated. O Lord God, we give thanks for Your glory, for Your grace, and for Your truth in Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. Lead us tonight, every day, in the darkness of this world. Bring along with us those You have yet to call into Your eternal kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight we open the best present that God has ever given to this world, the present of His own Son, Jesus Christ. And John tells us that He is the Word of God, that through the inspiration and conception of the Holy Spirit, became flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary, was made flesh and born for us. He is the Word. And I want to talk tonight about words, good words and bad words, and especially the Word made flesh. It's amazing how important words are in the Bible, and also how important words are in our everyday life. The world began with words. Genesis chapter 1 describes the creation of the world. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. One of the first works of Adam was to name the animals that God had created and to distinguish them one from the other. God gave Adam and Eve the ability to understand words, to speak words, to have conversations between themselves and conversations with God Himself. And that says a whole lot about who we are as God's people. Words, they can be very good, powerful, and useful. They encourage us, they comfort us, they educate us, they inspire us. Abraham Lincoln used 272 words to bring healing to a war-torn nation with his famous Gettysburg Address. Albert Einstein was able to explain one of the greatest mysteries of the universe with only 5 words or symbols in his famous equation, E equals MC squared. And Father Joseph Moore used 67 words to capture the beauty of the very first Christmas in the beautiful hymn that we will sing tonight, Stille Nacht, or in English, Silent Night. Words, they can be so beautiful and so beneficial. At the same time, we all know there's another kind of category of words that exists in this world. Satan introduced that category when he brought lies and deceptions into this world, deceiving our first parents and turning them away from God and into sin. And ironically, as creation began with words, so its destruction also began with words. Words like that have been a problem in this world ever since. The prophets so often warned ancient Israel not to listen to the words of those who were not speaking on behalf of the Lord. The problem of bad words continues throughout all of history, and so much of history records those bad words and the incredible destruction that they allowed or that they even caused. Not far from here, in St. Louis, a man by the name of Dred Scott sued for his freedom from slavery. The Missouri Supreme Court threw out his case. It went to the Supreme Court of the United States. And there in that majority ruling of the Supreme Court, it was said that African Americans were, quote, beings of inferior order, quote. Those are ugly words. Horrible words. It was the same kind of words that were used to justify the enslavement of Jews and many other people, and even their murder in Germany. And they are the same kinds of words that are still used today, even in our country, to rob the unborn of their rights. Electronic media and internet and computers and all of these things have only exacerbated the problem of bad words. Teenagers committing suicide because they've been bullied with bad words. Terrorists recruiting followers with bad words, planning their destructive activities with words, marriages broken, fake and slanted news stories that create unnecessary deceptions and divisions. Bad words, they're powerful, they're dangerous. And who will win this battle between the bad words and the good words? This is why God tells us that words, and particularly the word of God, is so vitally, vitally important to us. God immediately responded to the lies of Satan with the words of his prophets. And finally, in these last days, as the book of Hebrews says, he has spoken to us through his Son. John begins his gospel in the same way that Moses began Genesis, in the beginning. But it goes on to say, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then John goes on to say that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father. This is what overcomes the bad words that are the beginning of all destruction and death of God's creation, of each of us individually. We've all been taken in by bad words, I especially. There are things that I should have doubted, but I believed. And there are things that I believed that I have doubted that I should have believed. There are things that I should not have said that I have said. And so on goes the problem of words. In fact, all of failure revolves around these kinds of bad words. And that is why John tells us that the Word became flesh. This Word, Jesus of Nazareth, was all about healing the bad words and their effects in our lives. To give us, first of all, forgiveness for believing what we should not have believed and acting on what we should not have acted upon. Jesus' own name begins the preaching of the gospel, the good words. His name means the Lord saves. When he was 12 years old, he stayed behind in the temple because he was so interested in the teachings of the law that he would fulfill. He endured the temptation of Satan directly by responding with the words of God. When people argued with him in his ministry and tried to defeat and overthrow the gospel message of forgiveness of sins, Jesus overcame all arguments again with the Word of God. And finally, when the ugly words were cried out in Jerusalem, crucify him, crucify him, Jesus responded with the words that he spoke early on in his ministry, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it again. This is why Peter says that the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of the Lord endures forever. This is the word of the gospel, the good news, the good words, the word that became flesh and dwelt among us. The battle between bad words and good words will go on until Christ comes on the last day. But the question for us is, will we be deceived by the bad or delivered by the good? Think about those first Christmas disciples and what happened to each and every one of them. They believed. Mary believed the angel that announced to her her birth. Joseph believed the angel that also brought the same message to him. The shepherds believed the angels. The wise men believed the prophets and came to worship Jesus. And so you also have believed the good words. And why we call this the good book. It's amazing that the Son of God was laid in a manger. We just sang a beautiful verse in one of our hymns about that. But Martin Luther liked to say that the Bible is still the cradle of Christ. And so while that Christmas miracle is amazing to think about, even more amazing to know and realize is that the same Christ, the Word made flesh, is still with us, and the miracle continues, and we have Christ in the cradle of God's Word. Let your life continue as it is right now tonight, coming to hear God's Word, worship, study, pray, live. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. This is what saves. Amen.